Famelot, at the IU Auditorium brings all the delightfully accomplished and captivating singing and dancing of a Broadway musical and spices it with that off-kilter critical stance of those wacky Brits from Monty Python. The show's an affectionate rip-off from their movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and fans of the film will have the extra pleasure of seeing familiar skits in different settings with new casts and some different staging, but no one's left out of the broadly played fun. Spamalot begins with a somewhat dry PowerPoint on the British Isles in the Middle Ages, then a brightly costumed Scandinavian village festival erupts onto the stage. It only stops when the historian brusquely insists that he meant England, not Finland. If this weren't enough to convince the audience that Spamalot isn't quite your typical musical, then the next scene, in which a cart of plague victims sing and dance their way through I Am Not Dead Yet, certainly does. The fast-moving first act continues with the appearance of the Lady of the Lake accompanied by her pom-pom-swinging Laker girls. The core group of knights is recruited. A couple of mock heroic songs and the classic The Song That Goes Like This are sung. Things slow down a bit as a French castle, defended mostly by rude Gaelic insults, is besieged, but mayhem and the intermission arrive together. The second act of Spamalot is, if anything, more packed than the first. The cheerful always look on the bright side of life, with its usual tempering of dreadful possibilities, meshed nicely with the even more dire threats in Brave Sir Robin. The show-stopping You Won't Succeed in Broadway If You Haven't Any Jews was a wild affair with plenty of dancing. Curiously enough, the biggest laugh of Wednesday night was when King Arthur's squire confessed that he's Jewish but had hesitated to mention it in the face of a heavily armed Christian. Adventures continued as Lancelot, setting out to rescue a trapped female maiden, discovered a trapped male instead but was enamored. The scene, complete with a very funny, enraged father, ran a bit long, but it was worth it as the audience got a good laugh when the loving pair noted that their type of liaison would continue to bother people for 1,000 years. Every good Broadway musical must end with a happy conclusion, and Spamalot didn't disappoint. The much-sought-after Grail was found. It was under seat D101. Arthur and the Lady of the Lake were married. The whole cast danced and sang through a medley of the show, and at the curtain call led a sing-along of Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Stephen McCoy was delightfully bluff and slightly clueless as King Arthur. Glengarry was winsome as his much-abused squire. Jacob Smith was very funny as a candidate for knighthood who has severe political and social issues with the whole system of kingship. Martin Glyer was charmer as the sometimes brave Sir Robin. Caroline Bowman sang powerfully and with great variety and touch as the mysterious and then quite human Lady of the Lake. Spamalot at the IU Auditorium has its final performance this evening at 8:00, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.